says Yisrael Ahavet Yosef Mikolbonot Kiven Zekunim Hulo. The Oshalot Kshonot Pasim. What does it mean, Ben Zekunim? So the Pasha Chah Rashi says Ben Zekunim always means when a father has a child at an older age. So he had his younger children, and then when he was old, he still had another son, so that's called the Ben Zekunim. Shenolo lo leizeknos. However, Unculus, if you look in the Unculus, explains Tirgim Bar Chakim Hule. He's the Chacham. And what's the Chachma? So says Rashi, Kol Mashaloma Mishem Ve'ever Mosalo. It was everything that Yaakov learned from Shem Ve'ever, he gave to his son Yosef. So that made Yosef a Bar Chakim. You see from here a tremendous thing. Chachma is an individual who has a Mesorah, who received a positive Mesorah from somebody. And that gives you Chachma. And it's interesting that the Gemara in Brachos, I didn't put in the packet, but I should have, in Mem Zayin Amud Beis, discusses what's the definition of an Am Haaretz. And the Gemara says, Achayim Omer, Afil Kara V'Shana, V'lo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim, Harei Zeh Am Haaretz. Even if you learned a lot, you sat in the library, you learned Kara, Shana, but lo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim. The Rashi here learns, that means you didn't learn the Gemara. But Pashup Shad, it means that even though you had book learning, but you didn't have a Masorah, you never learned by somebody, a live person. So that you're an amoritz. Because you don't know how to apply the learning. The book knowledge is vast, but you don't know what to take out of the books. So to be a chacham, you have to be received from Yaakov what he received from Shem Ve'eva. Or else you don't know, like sometimes a person, you know, learns a sefer, and he says he's to do a certain thing, so he does whatever he thinks it says in the sefer, even though no one else does this. So I think that also is the pshat in the Targum Unculus in Parshas Hazino. It says in Parshas Hazino, Hashem Tigmul Zot Am Naval V'lo Chacham. So what does it mean, Am Naval V'lo Chacham? So the Unculus has an unbelievable thing. What does it mean? Says Unculus, and we could spend the whole year discussing this Unculus. The Am Naval V'lo Chacham, says Unculus, the Kabilu Oraisa V'lo Chakimu. They were Makabal the Torah, but they were not Chachamu. They didn't become a Chacham. So what does that mean? There's a lot to say. There's a Gra, but I want to say Pashup Shah means they got the Torah, so they read the Torah, but they Lo Chakimu was they had no Masorah. There was no Bar Chakimu Le. Yosef was a Bar Chakim because he learned by Yaakov, who learned by Shem Ve'ever. So he had live, positive role models to learn from, and that's a Bar Chakim, and that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And the Chachma we know from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos means Lo Med Mikol Adam. In other words, so the fact, the idea, so this idea of Chachma being that you learn from somebody else is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Of Lo Med Mikol Adam, that is Chochmah. And then you have the famous Gemara in Brachas Nunhei Amud Beis. The Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne Zatzal, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldbach, always likes to quote this Gemara. And the Gemara has a perplexing statement. Am Rav Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosei Chochmah, Ela Mamisha Yeshmo Chochmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochmah to he who has Chochmah. So the obvious question that the Goldbach always used to speak about is, though, so how do you get the original Chochmah? How do you get the original Chochmah? So different Chochmah. Some say the original Chochmah is the Yireh Shamayim. Some say the original Chochmah is the, you know, based on Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Ratzon of the Chochmah. But we could say very simply that Chochmah, based on what we're saying, is Chochmah is that you're willing to get a Mesorah from somebody. You're willing to learn from, and it doesn't mean you only have to learn from one person, but at least have positive role models to learn from. So if you're open to that, to have positive chokhmah, to have positive role models, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the chokhmah. But if you're not open to that, you say, I just learn on my own. I do everything on my own. I figure it out all on my own. I have no positive role models, no positive mesorah from anybody, from anything, then Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the chokhmah, Mishayesh from chokhmah. Rav Shechter likes to say over from the Rav Soloveitchik, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Talmud al yoreh, elam kei notol reshus mirabo. A Talmud shouldn't paskin unless he gets reshus from his Rebbe. So someone asked Rav Soloveitchik, so l'chor, that means that if you don't have a Rebbe, you can paskin even without reshus, you have no one to ask reshus from. Because you didn't have a Rebbe, right? So when he responded that obviously if you don't have a Rebbe, you're not going to be able to paskin anyway. So, but that's the idea of Am Novel Velo Chacham, and that's what Yosef is. He's the Habil or Raisa Velo Chakim. He was a Bar Chakim. The opposite. In other words, all of these two Ukuluses by Yosef that he's Ben Kulim, he's a Bar Chakim, is the opposite of the Ukulus of Am Novel Velo Chacham, which is Habil or Raisa. You have the whole Torah, you have the whole books, you have everything. Velo Chakimu. He's still not a Chacham. Because you don't know how to apply it. You never learned by somebody to explain to you, you know, how to learn what's in the Svarim, what the Pagana is Svarim. Oh. So I was inspired the other week. I was at a chasana of Benjamin Miller from Philadelphia. I got married. I was at a chasana, and Rabbi Emeritus, Rabbi Avraham Levine. Rav Avraham Levine was the Rav in the Lower Merion Synagogue in Philadelphia. And he was known, Rav Tzvi Yehuda used to call him the Shem Harishon. You know he was called the Shem Harishon? Because he was the first baby to be named after a cook. So he was the first name to get Avraham from. So he said a beautiful vort under the chuppah it was the Shabbos of Vayishlach, the week of Vayishlach. So he said a beautiful vort. It says like this. The pasuk says, "Ko amar avdecha Yaakov im lovan garti va'echar arata." So what does Rashi say? Famous Rashi on page 8. So v'acha garti is mashu tayag. Garti is tayag. Klomer im lovan harosha garti the tayag mitzvah shamarti v'lamarti mimasav haroi. Lovan garti. So Rabbi Levine is the grandson of Rav Arya Levine, who's the nephew of Rav Yashin, the Rav of the Shul in Philadelphia. So he said, he asked the following question. He said, what is Rashi saying? Love and God, Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. Okay, good. But what does it mean? Of course, if you show me Tayag Mitzvahs, some stomach, you didn't learn from his actions. You were doing the Tayag Mitzvahs. So what is Rashi coming to add that Lomarati Masav Haroi? So he said a beautiful, listen carefully, it's a very deep work, he said. A very important work. He said like this. He said there are two ways to become a tzaddik. One way to become a tzaddik is you have positive role models, and you learn from these positive role models. Another way to become a tzaddik is that you're in an environment of people that are not doing the right thing. They're very in an environment of rishayim, of bad things. And you become a tzaddik by rejection. So it's by negativity. That you reject all the bad things around you. And mamele, you become a tzaddik. So there are two ways. So in the end, you both, you know, are doing the right thing, but it's a big difference because the person who becomes a tzaddik because he had the positive role models is going to be an upbeat, positive person. Whereas the other person who's going to just became a tzaddik because he rejected everything, so he's going to still have a negativity in him. And that's not always so helpful. Sometimes, not chas v'shalom by everybody, but sometimes you see by some people who are Bali Tshuva, and Chas V'Shalom, that they have like a very negative thing. Everything is traced, and everything is possible, and everything is, you know. So the tzitzkus came through negativity. So what Yaakov Avinu is saying is, Lovon Garti, how do you think I became a tzaddik? Don't think I became a tzaddik because I negated Lovon. That wasn't my tzitzkus came because I had a father, Yitzchak, and I had a father, grandfather, Avram. So I had positive role models. In other words, Lo Lamadti Masa Klum, even to become a tzaddik, I didn't learn from him by negation. In other words, my learning to become a tzaddik didn't come because of I negated base lava. I became a tzaddik because I had, you know, Bar Chachim Hu. In other words, just like Yosef became a tzaddik because he had Yaakov, Yaakov became a tzaddik who had Yitzchak, who had Avram, who had all these positive role models. So my tzidkus didn't come as a negative thing, as a negative reaction, as to love it. And the Mele, it's a much more wholesome and positive way of becoming Adam HaSholem. Just having positive reinforcement and not just being a person who's negating and negating and negating. This is no good, and that's no good, and this is possible, and this is trade, and everything's no good. And the Mele, I become a tzaddik. And I thought this fits in very well to Hanukkah. Because we know the famous machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how do you light the Neiros Chanukah? You light the Neiros Chanukah by being mostly Baholech, first night one candle, two candles, three candles, or is Neiros Chanukah 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? So explains the Sfasemes, what's the machlokas? Says the Sfasemes, that's good for the machlokas. How are you supposed to serve Hashem? Is it the Sur Meirah? So was you supposed to emphasize the Sur Meirah? That's supposed to be your first avoda? First do the Sur Meirah. This is trait, that's trait, that's up. That's Beis Shammai, but Beis Shammai, as we know, is a Midas Hadid. And so is this is no good, that's no good. Okay, so hold that. In other words, you start off with the Ra, and then you diminish the Ra, you diminish more Ra. And Beis Hillel says, of course Beis Hillel also agrees you can't be involved in Ra. But he says the better way to do it is build up the positive. Build up the positive aspects of Yadus, and mainly you won't want to be involved in the negativity. So that's what, and that's Gufa, what he's saying, that Bedeir, Inyan, because a fire could destroy, and it also could be, that's the Sur Meirah, to destroy the bad. And that's the pochus v'olech, to get the ra and to diminish it. And Beis Hillel says, no, the ikar is lios mosif v'olech. The ikar is to add, have positive reinforcement. And I saw in the Sefer, Otsu Sator and Chanukah, there was a Rav Rosner was present when the Chazon Ish met the Satmar Rebbe. Rav Rosner was present. And so they discussed on the matzav of the generation. So the Chazon Ish had two lines to the bottom. Mana echa b'fim. Ki ein tikkur lasos yeshiva v'od yeshiva. L'hakim talmud Torah lasos shiuri Torah v'od shiuri Torah. But the Chazon Ish says that the way we do it is not like we're going to go out and make protest rallies against all the bad things that are happening in the world. You know what we're going to do? We're going to add more learning and more Torah, more good. We're going to be most of a whole list of the good, and that's going to cause the wrath to dissipate. And that's the idea. So we're not going to be Jews of that negation of love on Jews. That we're whole mahut is always this one is possible and this one is trait and this organization is no good. We're going to do our thing and we're going to be motive and mamela. All the ra will dissipate. And that's what the Chazon Ish said And, you know, the famous machlokas in Pirkei, a famous mission in Pirkei Avos that says, Kol machlokas shehi l'shem shamayim, sofa l'skayim. Shehi l'shem shamayim, sofa l'skayim. What's the machlokas l'shem shamayim? It's the machlokas hil l'shamay. And the machlokas that's not l'shem shamayim is the machlokas Korach and Moshe. So in the Sefer Tosfos Chaim, he explains, he quotes the Sefer Zeri Yitzchak. Why did they pick these particular things? Shammai and Hillel. There's so many other machlokas in the world. And why Korach v'Hadassah? So he says, Iker kavanas habriya haysal ha'gvaras harachamim oladim. Hey, mikra shamayim eishumayim. He says like this. Achlomus Korach haya Levi. Levi is the Pchinas Din. The Tonu Pchinas Chesed. Korach omar madu tistasu yerotze shiv gaber hadin ala rachim. So in other words, these two machlokes, if not say Pchinas Shalom, al Pchinas Kohen, shayu, Sarechara, or Chesed, or Bur. They say, Yivutal Shem Shemayim, Amor al Ashuta. In other words, he's saying that this, the machlokes between Meshameh, Yisrael, Korach, Vadoso, is this Kufu Nekuda. How should you serve Hashem? Should you serve Hashem by having the Midas Hadin be so powerful, and that's the way you should be your emphasis? And that's what Korach's Mida was? And that should, or should you have, or should be Aaron? Aaron is Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, to be Marbe the Rachamim. And the same thing, right, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. In other words, they're arguing in the same Nekuda, like the Sfasemis explained. And that's what in the Hasidish Sfarim, I think I saw this once in the Lubavitch Rebbe's paper, Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuv. Is the Ragel of the Tarbudai, which is the, in other words, the ore of Hanukkah is mispashet, that whatever is in the shuk, whatever bad influence in the shuk is going to be dissipated, because not because we're going to try to go on Hapkanot against, in other words, our ore is going to bring so much ore in the world, like the Chazanish said. We're not here to make rallies against, we don't hold of your hashkafa, we don't hold from you, and we don't hold from you. We're going to do our thing, and that's going to make the ore in the world. In other words, that's the Beis Hillel attitude. The Beis Shammai attitude is, no, we got to be Mechal of the Rock. That's the main avodah, Mechal of the Rock. And that's Tochez Leholech, and that's Korach. Mechal of the Rock. And we're Aaron HaKohen, the Oeg Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, and that's the Chacham. The Chacham is the person that has the positive reinforcement. You know, he gets all the positive things. And I wrote it here from the Biurei Hasidus. He discussed this with the Bevei Yisoskar that the Lamed Vav Neiros, so there are 36 candles relying on Hanukkah, is the Lamed Vav, is the 36 hours of creation that Hashem created, the original Or, and it says, Vayalkim is Or Ki Tov. And Yesha al test dal tavim or dal pa'amim test. There are four tagim on the test. Hayrem is a lamed vav, 9 times 4 is 36. The lamed vav neiros. And in other words, on Hanukkah we rekindle that original or hagonas from May Gracious, when Rashi says that Hashem saw that we're not ready for this or. We're not ready for the or. So he was going as if the tzadikim lasid lava. And I think, Rabosai, so that's Bar Hakim Hule. Bar Hakim Hule means that Yosef had a positive role model. He wasn't just a person who was negating, you know, tasseling, negating. That's the Talmide Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel's Avoda is like the Chazon Ish, to be Mosif Or. In other words, you think there are bad things in the world, so, you know, one way is to try to rally against all the bad, rally against the bad, and that's Beis Shammai's mahalat. So Beis Hillel's mahalat is to be Mosif Tov, and the Mela the Ra will dissipate. And there's a beautiful thing. If you never saw it before, it's the most beautiful thing that you'll ever see. and from Rav Kook on the last page. And this librarian, Mrs. Chaya Gordin, showed me this years ago, and I think it's a very important way to live your life. And I think this fits into everything we were saying. He says, "Hatzadikim hataorim einu koblim al harisha." Koblim means to complain, to rally against. Tzadikim tahorim, don't say, "Oh, there's so much rishus in the world, I'm going to rally against it, I'm going to complain." What do? Mosifim tzedek. They add tzedek in the world. In koblim al achfira, they don't complain that this one is an apikoros, and there's so much kfira in the world. El mosifim amuna. They add amuna into the world. In koblim al habarus, they don't complain about lack of knowledge, amaratsis, mosifim chokhma. But they mosif chokhma. And that's exactly what Rabbi Levine was saying. You can become a tzaddik by being koblim al arisha, and koblim al akfira, and koblim al habarus. Because a tzaddikim was not supposed to be apikorsim, and they're not supposed to be rishoyim, and not supposed to be amaratsim. So you could spend your whole life doing that way, but then you'll be a very negative person. You'll be a person that people don't want to be with so much. Because even if a person is totally having the right hashkafas, but if his whole attitude is a negative attitude, that this one's puzzle and this one's straight, it's just not pleasant to be with such an individual. But the godless, what Rav Kook is saying, is tzadikim hataorim, Rav Kook was saying, is that the mosif aholness, the mosifim tzedek, the mosifim emuna, and the mosifim kochma. So, as we get to this parsha of Yisrael Ahav, as Yosef Mikolbonov, Kiben Zekuni below, Bar Hakim means because he had positive reinforcement from his father, from Yaakov, who got it from Shem Ve'Eber. And Yaakov, he says, I became a tzaddik not because I negated Lavan. I became a tzaddik, of course, when I went to Lavan's house, I didn't learn from him. But not because my whole mahus was to the Lavan's strength, and therefore that's why I become a tzaddik. No, I became a tzaddik because I had positive things in my life. And those positive things in your life are very important. And that's very important, especially if a person going into Klei Kodesh, going into Pinah, and things like that. So I think a lot of times, sometimes Rebbeim can be very, you can have negative people, even people who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, but they're just Mahus is a negative person. They're just negative. Everything is puzzle and everything is straight. But the people, it's good to hang around and be part of, are the people who are what Rav Kook calls the tzaddikim hatahorim, that they're mosifim tzedek, mosifim emuna, mosifim chokhma, and with that attitude, as we come into Hanukkah, where we pass through like Beis Hillel, that are mostly b'holah. We're not involved in the bad things in the world, but that's not our focus. Our focus is to bring so many good things in the world, memela the ra will dissipate, and not to attack the ra. Have the right, you're going to waste your time. Just be mosif ava, be mosif tzedek, be mosif emuna, be mosif chokhma, and then each one of you will be a bar hakim. And you won't be chas v'sholom, amma de kabilo or raisim lo hakimu, but you'll be like Yosef, and that's the name Yosef, as the Svarim point out. Yosef means to add, to be mosif. That's his mahus, like Beis Hillel, of mosif aholech. And that's the Talmidei Beis Hillel, and that's Aaron HaKohen, not like Korach, who's the Midas Hadin, but like Aaron HaKohen, Oev Sholom, Rode Sholom, Oev HaSabrios, who the Tarvel Makor.
You can